As Jim has already said, my name is Cecil McWilliams, and I am the treasurer of Bangor Worldwide Missionary Convention. As treasurer, one of my duties is to bring to you a brief report of the convention's finances for the year ended 31st of December 2017. For the last 11 years, I have prefaced my report by telling you what Bangor Worldwide is not. This year, I'll be telling you the same again. Bangor Worldwide is not a normal charity business module. We do not have a five-year financial strategy. No cash flow projections, no projected profit and loss, and no projected balance sheet. Our purpose is the promotion of mission and the spread of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. To this end, we provide a free service to you to facilitate you in your financial support of mission. By completing the details on our thank offering envelope, you can allocate your support to the mission or missions of your choice. If your mission is not listed, simply add it in the space provided and leave the rest to us. We distribute the funds to the various missions half yearly in July and December. Now, it might surprise you to know that our biggest single donor is the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Mr. Philip Hammond. Well, not him personally. If you're a UK taxpayer, use our thank offering envelope and complete the gift aid declaration, then Bangor Worldwide can claim a tax refund of 25% of the value of your donation. Provided, of course, you pay sufficient tax to cover the amount of the refund. Last year, we were able to claim a refund of £27,560 from Her Majesty's Revenue Commissioners. Can I encourage you to make full use of the gift aid scheme? You may think that your donation of, say, £5 is not very much in relation to the amount of our total income. But it is, because we can claim £1.25. You can do the mathematics just as well as I can. If just a quarter of the amount we received as donations had been gift aided, we could have claimed a further £1,800 by way of the tax refund. If you wish to see a detailed breakdown of the accounts for last year, there are copies of this synopsis available in the foyer. In my report to you, I do not propose going into lots of facts and figures. As I've already indicated, these are available in the foyer. So, just two slides, one showing our income and the other our expenditure. Last year, our income amounted to £180,271. You can see from the slide that the gift aid income and tax refund, which amounted to £131,318, accounted for just under 73% of our total income. The remaining £48,953 came from donations, offerings, interest and grant from the Ards and North Down Borough Council. Included in the donations figure is the income we receive from sponsors and registration fees. Our expenditure for the year amounted to £181,376, and yes, we overspent by just over £1,100. Our accounts show this deficit, but we are not in deficit, as this overspend was more than covered by the balance we carried forward from 2016. Last year, we carried forward a balance into the current year of just over £7,000. There is a cost in organising this week-long event, and you will see from the slide that last year our costs amounted to just under £34,000, which represents 18.6% of our total outgoings. The remaining £147,510 was distributed to some 152 different missions. We can only distribute to mission from the support you have made available to us. There's a story told of a very famous American multimillionaire who was attending a press conference. A rather cheeky reporter asked him this very pointed question. "Mr. So-and-so," naming him by his name, "just how much money is enough?" The gentleman's answer was only four words: "Just a little more." Now, can a cheeky treasurer ask you a question? Just how much money is enough for Bangor Worldwide? I leave you to answer the question for yourself. But I believe the figure in answer to the question is just the amount we receive according to his will from you, the sons and daughters of the King of Kings. On behalf of the trustees and committee of Bangor Worldwide, I would express our very sincere thanks to you for your continued prayerful and financial support of mission.